שלום, אנחנו קוראים בספר כתבי בעל הסולם.
Hello, we're reading from Kabbalah for the student. Preface to the wisdom of Kabbalah. Questions that are related to the lesson may be asked on kab.tv.
Yes, so we learned, look at this drawing please, here you have in Galgalta Zivug Daka, and the light spreads both to the Tabo and all the way down. Later Galgalta purifies, Mizdachechet, and then it reaches Ab. A Zivug over Dalet Gimel, builds Patsuf Ab. Ab spreads only till the Tabo. Cannot advance more, and then it purifies back and over Gimel Bet. We have Patsuf Sag that emerges. Patsuf Sag, because it has Gimel Ditlapshut, it cannot go below the Tabu, then it purifies as usual, like everyone else, reaches Bet Aleph, Pe de Rosh de Sag, and then because this is Bet Aleph, it also spreads to below the Tabu. Because Bet Bet, these lights that are here in Nekudot Desag, they may also spread below the Tabu. That's because all they have is Bet Itlapshut and Bet Deaviut, only Bina. And then this Bina bestows Bina, Bet, to Nehideak, receives from Nehideak, actually it gets Dalet Deaviut, which causes Tzimtzum Bet, the second restriction, and the ascent of Malchut, which lies here below, up to Bina, the Gufa, Bina of the Guf. That's called Tzimtzum Bet, or Tzimtzum Nehideak. And the Rishimot from the restriction, from the Tzimtzum, rise upwards, and these are Rishimot, Bet Aleph, Tzimtzum Bet. They're restricted, upon which a Zivug is made. These Rishimot Bet Aleph, the restricted Rishimot Bet Aleph, and this Zivug, the coupling spreads down below to the place where the Rishimot came from Tabo till Parsa. This place is called Parsa. And here, when it spreads, this Hitpashtut, the spreading, is as usual in the Patsuf. There is a Patsuf here that includes Keter, that's Bet Itlapshut, Abba Ve'ima, that's Aleph Daviut, and Zon. And all of this is in Galgalta Ve'naim. Galgalta Ve'naim in Keter, Galgalta Ve'naim in Abba Ve'ima, and Galgalta Ve'naim in Zon. Everything ends in the Parsa. Below the Parsa, there's an empty space in the meantime. Later, what rises upwards is Rishimot Dalet Gimel, or more correctly, we should call it Dalet. And over this Rishimot, the Masach comes down to Pe de Rosh de Sag, performs a Zivug Daka, and spreads downward, and also spreads from the general Tabur, but it passes until the Siyum Raglim, because that's how Rishimot Dalet Gimel obligates it to do. And then here you have the shattering. This is what we're coming to at the moment. This is all a preparation for our state. One day we're going to be born over there after all this cascading. So what does he write? Where are you?
We're reading from the writings of Bala Sulam on page 507, item 75. Thus, there are 3 degrees, one below the other. The first is Keter de Nikudim, with the level of Vak of Bina.
Bet de Itlapshut, that's how I called it. Bet de Itlapshut, Vak de Bina. Yes.
The second is the level of Abba ve'ima de Nikudim, which has the level of Zer Anpin.
Aleph de Aviot, I also mentioned it.
These are both considered Rosh.
Both of them are called Rosh. Yes?
The third is Zat de Nikudim Chagat Nehim, considered Guf de Nikudim.
Ken.
Guf.
So?
That's it?
Yes, that's it. Questions? No questions. It's all clear. Evovich, what do you want? Quickly.
Can you explain what it means that the three of them are Galgalta Enayim? How can it be that there's no Achap, only Galgalta Enayim?
The Achap are inside. They're inside. They're not being used. Yes, please.
Rafa, можно уточнить, спуск идет все-таки от бет-бет по графику или от бет-алиф не спускать? Как правильно изобразить?
Rav, how is it more correctly to say that the bet-bet goes down there or the bet-alif?
As usual, like every potsuf, like Ab being born from Gulgalta, you have Rosh Deit Labshut, which is called Keter. This is called Keter. And Rosh Deaviot, which is called Abba Veima, and Guf, that emerges as a result of the Rosh Deaviot. Like in Ab. You have the same in Ab. Rosh Deit Labshut, it clothes over Rosh De Galgalta. Rosh Deaviot, that clothes over from Pe until the Chazeh De Ab. Then the Guf. It's the same.
May I ask another question according to the drawing? Dalet Gimel, 4x3 of Tzimtzum Aleph, that goes before the Tabor. The Dalet Gimel, 4x3, that goes before the Tabor in Tzimtzum Bet, in the second restriction. What's the essential difference in this descent?
That now these Kelim, these Zivugim, the couplings of restricted Bet Aleph and Dalet Gimel may truly fill Nehideak. What they're doing, these Potsufim, as they spread here, they fill Nehideak. This means that all they do is take Malchut Ein Sof. Nehideak is like Malchut Ein Sof, and they fill them with whatever they can. And the Hideak feels an additional awakening, additional force of Bina. Then it awakens in Dalet, or more correctly said, in Dalet Gimel. And then it awakens Gadlut, greatness that leads it to the shattering. More? That's it? Move on.
Item 76. Know that by Malchut's ascent to Binah, these 2 degrees of Nekudim split into 2 halves upon their exit, called Panim, face, and Achoraim, back. This is so because since the Zivug was made at the Nikveinayim, there are only 2.5 spherot at the Rosh, Galgalta, Enayim, and Nikveinayim, that is, Keter, Chochmah, and the upper half of Bina. These are called Kelim de Panim, the vessels of the interior. The Kelim, the vessels of the Achap, which are the lower half of Bina, Zer Anpin, and Nukva, emerged from the 10 spherot of the Rosh and were considered the degree below the Rosh. Hence, Kelim de Rosh, which departed the Rosh, are considered Kelim de Achoraim, the Kelim of the posterior. Each degree was split in this manner.
What is he saying to us here? The drawing is not so important. We can even move on to the next drawing. I have 10 sefirot. I have 10 sefirot.
Keter,
Chochma, Bina, Chesed, Gvura, Tiferet, Netzach, Hod, Yesod, Malchut. 10 sefirot. Keter, Chochma, Bina, this is if that's the Rosh of the 10 sefirot. Chesed, Gvura, Tiferet are the bestowal of the 10 sefirot, and Nahim is the reception of the 10 sefirot. So if I use Chagat, that's called Katnut. If I use Nehim as well, that's called Gadlut, greatness. And up there is Darosh. And that's how I can divide every part, each and every part of Malchut Ein Sof, until its last detail. I always have the possibility to use vessels of reception and vessels of bestowal. And this is how it turns out that I use 10 sefirot according to my ability. As much as I have a masach for it. It's like a child and a grown-up. What can a child do? He can do whatever his vessels enable him to do. So he has only vessels of katnut, of smallness. What are they? Only to bestow, not to receive. What does it mean to bestow? To use the bigger one, the big one, the older one, as much as he can. Join the bigger. Right? So you have like the small one and the big one. This is the small one. The small one belongs to the big one. As much as he belongs to him, he can use him. No more than that. That's called katnut. Meaning, in katnut, we use only part of the vessels, only some of the vessels. What's going on? In spirituality, I have a different limitation. In spirituality, I have the whole 10 sefirot, but I use these 10 sefirot as much as I am able, according to my masach, my screen. That's why I always use either half of them or all of them. Either I use vessels of bestowal, or vessels of reception. Above there are vessels of bestowal, and below these are vessels of reception. So it's either bestowing in order to bestow, or receiving in order to bestow. That's how we work in spirituality with the 10 sefirot. With the desires that I cannot work, them I restrict, and then I'm in katnut, meaning katnut and gadlut, being small or big in spirituality. It's not like in our world, that I have no choice. Now I'm small, someone controls me. Rather, when someone controls me, he gives me the opportunity to be small or big, and I myself choose to be small because I don't have the screens to be big. Meaning, in spirituality, these states are a matter of choice. All right? Oh, what do you want? Just to ask for the sake of asking? Yeah. Let's move on.
Item 77. It follows that there is not a single degree that does not have panim and achoraim, posterior and interior. This is because the achap of the male level, the keter de nikudim, emerged from the degree of keter and descended to the degree of abba ve'ima de nikudim, the female level, and the achap of the female level, abba ve'ima de nikudim, descended and fell to their degree of guf, the degree of the seven sefirot chagat nehi de nikudim. It turns out that Abba and Ima comprise two prinot panim and achoraim. Within them are the achoraim, the posterior of the degree of keter, that is, the achap of keter. And atop them clothe the kilim de panim, the anterior of Abba and Ima themselves, that is, their own galgalta, einaim, and their own nikvei enayim. Also, zat de nikudim comprise panim and achorayim. The kelim de achorayim, de abba ve'ima, the vessels of the posterior of Abba and Ima, which are their achap, are within the zat, and the kelim, the panim, the zat, the kelim of the anterior of zat, clothe them from the outside.
That's the way it is. Is it clear? This is Galgal Ta'inayim and Achap of Abba Vima. This is Galgal Ta'inayim and Achap. Sorry. The first was Galgal Ta'inayim and Achap of Keter. The second is Galgal Ta'inayim and Achap of Abba Vima. And this is Galgal Ta'inayim and Achap of Zon. So that's how they clothe upon each other. Meaning, where is the active part in them? This is the active part in Abba Vima, colored in yellow. This is the active, the first was Ketel, this is Abba Vima, now this is in the zone. All the rest is not being used. The Achap are not being used, and that's called Katnot de Olam HaNikudim, the smallness of the world of Nikudim. Katnot. And the gadlut is when you use the achapim as well. Is this clear? Good.
No.
Well, Moscow. If no one else. No. I have Canada. Is there a question there?
Tony.
No question. Just to say hi. Okay. Moscow.
Thank you, Rav. The question is, I'm not able to scrutinize. Can we see the illustration? Yes. So, when the points of Sag go down to Nehim of Galgalta, and the Bina enters these Kelim of the fourth Bina and gets an impression from them, then the second restriction happens.
Bina is restricted.
Yes. From the Tabur until the Parasa, is that only the vessels of Bina, or are there whole desires?
No.
The desires of Nehim there?
No. Below there. No, there's only restriction there. Above here, above the Pasa, they're not restricted. Nekudot Desag, there's pure Bina there. Cannot be restricted. Malchut does not bestow upon it. It doesn't affect it. She doesn't feel it. It does affect, but she doesn't feel it. Whereas here, below, these are vessels of reception. Nekudot Desag, they are affected by Prina Dalet, and they are restricted. All that's practically left is this part of the Potsuf above, from Tabu to the Palsa, and the Rishimot of them rise upward, and upon this, a Katnut of the world of Nikudim emerges, and it spreads in the same place where there was no restriction. Then the Rishimot come from Prina Dalet, which are Dalet Gimel, and they bestow below as well. And they already go into the zone which is restricted. And as a result of this, the shattering occurred. Yes?
So it turns out that the Kelim in Nehim themselves, in Katnut and Gadlut of Nikudim, there is no Nehim. But they stayed before? They remained before?
I don't understand. What do you mean there are no vessels or there are vessels?
The partsuf of Nekudot of Sag in Katnut and in Gadlut. Is that only the impression of Nekudot of Sag, or are these desires also present there? Or is it the influence of the desires on Nekudot of Sag?
What desires?
Prina Dalet, fourth phase.
So speak clearly. that when we have Nekudot Esag, upon which Bchinat Dalet acts, what do you want to say about it? In what place? So Bchinat Dalet bestows. Bchinat Dalet cannot bestow upon the vessels of the general Gilgal Tanaim here, from Tabor to the Parsa, and Bchinat Dalet may bestow upon the vessels from the Parsa until the Siyum. Now, what are you asking?
What does it mean that she can bestow?
The big desire acts upon a small desire. This is Bchinat Dalet here. It may bestow upon a smaller desire. If both are desires to receive, so a big will to receive can bestow or affect a smaller will to receive. Then the small will to receive accepts the bigger one as the ruler, and then it has no choice. It has to restrict itself. Otherwise, it will receive in order to receive, and that's what we call Tzimtzum Bet. Second restriction. This is what leads to the shattering later. Okay, excuse me, but prepare questions, and we'll talk about it later. Okay. What do we have today? Yes.
С одной стороны, есть большие возможности включиться в команды по подготовке к конгрессу.
On the one hand, we have the opportunity to be included in preparation teams for the convention. This is, by the way, a question from the tormented group of the Baltics. And then there's work in the tens. So throughout the day, the tens meet twice, three times sometimes, for 15 minutes each. And working on the preparation teams for the convention can take 2-3 hours a day in the evening, which is in great contrast. The question is the work in the preparation teams for the convention, can that be realized instead of the group work? Or as the group work.
That's great. That's very good. If now, before the Congress, all groups are connecting inside and between the groups in order to prepare the Congress. And it doesn't matter how much they practically realizing this in the Congress or they don't. But the fact that they do it, they mingle together, this gives the general kli force, and then every group will be impressed of it and raise itself up. We have to understand that spirituality is not that I become wise on my own. It's as much as I connect to others. This makes me wise. This makes me strong. Only on the account of others. When I join them to me, or I join them, that's why the work of expansion, of absorbing all the different groups, is the most important one.
Another question, I remember when Yair Ganat shared with us that even in big corporations, there are teams that they require having representatives from different continents. It still felt that we're missing a lot of people on these teams. Should we build a global 10 that on every 10 will have representatives of every major region in order for us to succeed?
We're starting to work now. The truth is, I don't know. You think this is such a simple thing. I don't know what processes we're going to go through. And I want you to know that I don't know, and that you will also not know. Rather, whatever the Creator is calling for, we will do. That's all. So, maybe we'll have work with Europe, then we'll have work with Asia later. Then, I don't know, maybe, suppose today or tomorrow, I have Africa. I have a talk with Africa, and etc. I'm open for everyone. Let's all of us be this way as much as possible. And out of that, our raft will lead us to whatever is required. Anyone who wishes to join, join. We don't really choose we're going to work with them or them or them. The kli has to be diversified, and whatever the Creator brings, we'll work with that. I don't know how. Just as I didn't know that now we're going to have a Congress in Bulgaria as the connection of the world kli. I didn't know that. I'm speaking in utter seriousness. But it has been revealed that this is what we need. It's as if I got a command. Then we started working on it. Okay. Yes.
I'd like to have a quick brief reminder of our schedule for today and tomorrow. So today is the eve of Sukkot. Let's just see the slide on the screen. So this is the schedule for the Sukkot holiday. So today at 2:15 p.m. Israel time, preparation for the lesson. 2:30 p.m. to 4:30 p.m. Israel time, we'll have the afternoon lesson. 4:30 p.m. to 5:30 p.m., we'll have a meal. And from 5:30 p.m. to 7 p.m. Israel time, we'll have a meeting with Rav Lightman with the World Kli.
If everyone's invited, so why do you write the World Kli? It's everyone. Well, I guess it's with everyone. It's not a meeting of Rav. Why? What do you want to do from this, out of this meeting? And it's also not a Tish. Tish is not a meeting. And it's not with the worldly. So you're not coming, right? You are coming. Okay, so it's not for guests. You're not a guest. So correct this. Next.
So in parallel to this lesson, we'll also have activities in the gallery for children. The next slide is for tomorrow, Monday. This is the holiday of Sukkot. So from 4 a.m. to 7, we'll have a lesson in the Sukkah.
It may be cold up there, right?
No, the opposite.
It's going to be warm?
Yes.
Okay, so just make sure that
it's supposed to be warm, so that's why we made the meal earlier. The meal will be from 8, because we expect it to be hot. So, the morning lesson is the early hours of the night. That should be decent weather.
Yes, and?
So we'll continue. So in short, from 4 a.m. to 7 a.m. we have a lesson, then 7 to 8 parents and children gathering, and then our meal is 8 to 9 a.m.
Okay, so it won't be that warm.
Right, and then in the afternoon we'll meet from 3 to 6 p.m. Israel time for a lesson, and then we'll have a meal in the Sukkah from 6 to 7 p.m. Israel time. So that will be a meal in the Sukkah. All the details are sent through our usual channels.
Okay.
Мы дорожим вебинаром в воскресенье. Это то время, когда
в котором. You know how much we value the Sunday webinar, and that's the same time we meet with new people. It's a day where our doors are open. The whole world in our centers, and for many weeks we see that the schedule is colliding. The holidays are instead of the webinar. And we still are making sure that the people will keep coming to the centers to not harm the flow. Can we invite them instead to...
You're talking about the webinar I'm having in Russian? That's 4 to 5 usually. And here, between 4:30 and 5:30, we're going to have the meal. So you're going to have a meal, and I'll have the webinar. Maybe we'll do it this way. I can't invite them. They're used to, all over the world, they're used to come at a certain hour. You understand? It's not like you. When I invite you, you come running. Right? So think about others, not about yourself.
So what do you recommend, Rav?
4 to 5, I'm busy, if this is the case. So let's have the meal, half an hour later, at 5 o'clock, no problem.
Usually in different groups, it's different. In Moscow, for example, before the webinar, and with us in Baltics, it's after the webinar, we have a workshop, and at least half an hour with the people. So that's more time beyond the webinar, it's an extended meeting. People come to see the lecture and to talk among each other. So it takes a little longer.
Well, I don't know about that. I think that, well, I have a compromise. 4 to 5, we're going to have a webinar. And from 5 p.m. till 6 p.m., even less, but suppose. So until 6 o'clock, we're going to have a meal in the sukkah. And then, what else?
Let's scrutinize this in the morning, and then we'll...
I don't believe your scrutinies. I cannot be certain that your scrutiny will be correct and right, that you'll take it under consideration, not like, Gershon, let's move them. Let's move the whole world. In short, make this scrutiny and then come to me. We have to take this into consideration. Okay. Anything else? Well, Cohen, what do you want?
What is the world clear? Are we not part of the world clear?
No.
So what's the world clear?
Besides the group that thinks this way, all the rest is the worldly.
So I'm no longer a part of the Kli Olami. I come from there.
If you are here, with respect to you, the worldly is everything that is outside of you. You want to connect to them.
I come from a certain set of Rashimo. I come from... So what is inside of me is this place where I came from.
I don't know where you came from and where you're going, but you're here, so you're here. That's it. Forget about it, this philosophy. The worldly is whatever is outside of me, and I want, I need, I must connect to it. Period. That's it. I don't want to hear all this wisdom. That's it. Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Come on, song.
Okay, to conclude, we have our afternoon lesson at 2:30 p.m. Israel time. You're invited to watch our live lesson with Dr. Michael Lightman on Tziva Tova. That will conclude. Thank you and have a great holiday.
How good to be together with you. How good to be together with you. How good to be together with you. To be forever, yeah. To be forever with you. Need each other to survive. Together we can feel alive. We are born to leave the darkness for the light. Need each other to survive. Together we can be alive. We are born to leave the darkness for the light.
forever, yeah, to be forever with you. Need each other to survive, together we can feel alive. We are born to leave the darkness for the light. Need each other to survive, together we can be alive. We are born to leave the darkness for the light. We are branches of one tree, rooted in each other's lives. Voices of one harmony, all as one begin to rise. We are branches of one tree,